What kind of equipment should I buy is the question. Quick answer to this one. I really recommend, this is just personal preference, so I'm just going to tell you what we do. The equipment that you might use varies in every market. It's different market by market. From commercial equipment, we use Skag Turf Tigers. Exmark and Toro are big in our marketplace as well. We've tried different brands. We just started out using Turf Tiger, and we've been very happy with Turf Tiger for riding equipment, not so much on the walk behind side, but we've been real pleased with Turf Tiger. It's been very, very good to us, so we've stuck with the Turf Tiger brand, the Skag brand. We've been very pleased. The equipment holds up very well. We're running Kawasaki engines. I think we have Kohler on one of our Turf Tigers. Regardless of the engine, it's been good equipment for us, and I highly recommend Turf Tiger. We get the question on the small equipment. What are we using? We're using Toros, Toro 21-inch mowers. We're now running, when they went to, I believe it's the four-stroke, we started out with Kawasaki. We had a lot of warranty problems, and we switched to Honda. Before that, we were in the two cycles, we were using all Kawasaki engines on Toros. Very disappointed, had some problems with Kawasaki, who I think is a great brand. I don't know what happened, but we had a number of problems. They weren't all resolved the way we needed them to be resolved. So we tried Honda, and we've been extremely happy with Honda, and we've just ran Honda equipment since. So we're running Toro with Honda engines. We do run self-propelled. I know some guys do not use self-propelled. We do use self-propelled. We found it to be worth it in terms of the production. So we do find having self-propelled equipment to be worth the extra expense and potentially repairing the equipment. Small engine equipment, we've run everything. Steel, Echo, Red Max, we've run it all. We started making a shift company-wide to Red Max, and we've just tried everything. We tend to lean towards Red Max and steel. And every time the emissions laws change, it seems to mess everything up and we have to reevaluate. But we lean towards steel and Red Max at this point. In terms of blowers, it's the same. Blowers, weed eaters, stick edgers, hedge trimmers, those two brands are the two brands we gravitate to. We try very, very hard to use all the same type of equipment. It makes training a lot easier. So if you have all the same line of weed eaters, it's much easier to train all of your staff to use that one type of weed eater versus having a lot of different types. So from a training standpoint, hugely invaluable to use one brand. From a parts standpoint, the same. It's so much easier just to use one brand. From your mechanic, or if you're outsourcing, or if you're taking the equipment to be fixed somewhere, it's so much easier to find a mechanic that can work on one or two or three things versus a mechanic that can work on all types of different equipment. So I really believe in trying your best to use one line of equipment. You need to test it and find what's best and what's powerful enough. That's been one of our problems as emissions have changed. The one type of equipment that used to have plenty of power now has less power, and so we've had some frustrations in that area. But those are some of the things to think about on equipment. Something else to think about on equipment, we personally do not buy used equipment. Now, I would buy a used Turf Tiger with very low hours, something of that type. I would buy a used spray rig with very low hours, but I would not buy used blowers and weed eaters. I'm not partial to that idea. We actually try to recycle all of our equipment every 2 years. I know of some competitors that are now recycling their equipment once a year. They're buying it, they're selling it off, and they're buying all new equipment. They're doing that because production is so incredibly important. Downtime on equipment is more than just the cost to repair it. It's the cost of service delays. It's the cost of letting your client down. It's the cost of 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 men sitting in a truck, being down, waiting for replacement equipment. There's just so many reasons why breakdowns are very, very expensive in so many ways that we really do not like to keep equipment too long. We try to get it out of production as quick as we can once we think it's satisfied the maximum portion of its life cycle. So really keep that in mind. I would not buy used equipment for that reason. So hope those are some helpful pointers on equipment. Oh, I want to mention one other thing. I try to buy your equipment in blocks. We really like this strategy. We buy most of our equipment at the end of the tax year end of the calendar year for tax reasons. The way our company is, we're very fortunate to have a significant, very, very large amount of profit. We have to spend as much money as we can. We operate 100% debt-free. It's just a strategy. So at the end of the year, we spend tremendous amounts of money trying to minimize our tax bills. We buy all of our equipment at the end of the year. The downside is most warranties start when you buy the equipment. And so in our marketplace, we have many months where on the maintenance side, the equipment is not needed and the warranty is already ticking away on us. That's the downside, but it's completely offset because of the tax benefits we receive. So consider that. Also consider buying and really developing a relationship with a vendor that can then really work for you, that really doesn't want to lose your business and really will give you the very, very best price every year. Even though we have great relationships, we reshop our equipment purchases every single year with the marketplace to get the best group package. So we go out and buy a big block of equipment all at once to achieve the very best deal possible. And finally, whenever you are picking your equipment, there could be a desire to buy one piece of equipment because you've read about it and it's neat and because one vendor's pushing it. I really would prefer to buy equipment where I could have multiple different mechanics and vendors service that equipment. And I would buy equipment where I know I can get parts very, very quickly. If I can't do that, I don't want the equipment, no matter how great it is. Because when you're down, you've got to have stuff fixed, especially on your big equipment. You can only afford to own so many Skags. You can only afford to have so many pieces of backup equipment. Then when you're young and you have one Skag, that's a huge, or a Turf Tiger, or a large zero radius mower, that's a big expense. Can you really afford to have another one just sitting there as a backup? So when that piece of equipment breaks, if you don't have a backup, you've got to have that thing back fast. So you need a parts supplier that has the parts in stock that can fix it. So really consider before you buy any equipment, do they stock parts? How fast can I get them? How fast can I get my equipment fixed? Keep all that in mind. I think you'll have a pretty good strategy for buying equipment.